He says, therefore, do what they say, but not what they do. For they preach, but they don't practice. And so they had legitimate authority that you had to follow, at least until the church was put fully in place. And that happens at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descends upon the church. The birthday of the church, if you will. So Peter alone is given the keys to the kingdom. Now, these keys are prefigured in the Old Testament. If you were a first century Jew, even if you thought Jesus was totally off his rocker, you thought he was absolutely crazy, and there's no way this guy is the Son of God or anything like that, even if you believe that, you would understand the significance of a man who thought he was the King of Kings, who thought he was the Davidic heir, the heir of the line of David, the righteous shoot of the stump of Jesse.